Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The caregivers of San Juan Regional Medical Center are committed to bettering the quality of life, health, and care of individuals, families, and our communities. Life is their sacred trust. Better is their mission. Here is their home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. Back in Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, from San Juan Regional Medical Center. I want to welcome back to KSJE, Kemi Monarch, who is the Chief Nursing Officer at the hospital. Kemi, good morning. Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. Good to have you here. Also joining us here in the studio, new to KSJE, Brianna Lopez, the Talent Acquisition Coordinator with San Juan Regional Medical Center. Brianna, welcome to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to have both of you here this morning to talk with me a bit about job opportunities at the hospital and how they are available and what you are looking for this time of year. And I know you've got a special event coming up. In fact, the first one is tomorrow. And so, Brianna, can we start with there? Let's talk about this event that's planned for tomorrow.
Of course. So what it is, it's a speed interview event. It's a speed hiring event.
Yeah.
We have one tomorrow. We also have one on the 26th. It's for our perioperative services. You come in, sign up, you speak with a recruiter who will be on site, and the managers will also be on site. They'll do your interview, and then you'll receive a conditional offer letter. And then
right
going,
there?
Right there on the spot. If
okay.
If they're interested in you.
It is speedy.
It is very speedy. If they're interested in you, you will receive a conditional offer letter. And then following that, once you're leaving, I will give you your next steps. Most of the time, a lot of the people who are coming to these events have not applied yet, so they do still have to apply. So they receive an informational sheet with next steps on how to go about it.
Gotcha.
And then that recruiter's already keeping an eye out for their information and their names to come through their inbox.
So. Okay. And you mentioned this was in a certain area of care, right? So explain that more to us, I guess. What types of things are we talking about then?
So perioperative is endoscopy, pre-op, and PACU. Those are going to be the main areas of care that they are going to be doing this recruiting event for this time. I do know that there are more planned for different areas
okay.
of nursing.
I think well. I know endoscopy and pre-op, but I don't know
PACU.
Is post, what does that mean?
Post-anesthesia care unit.
Okay.
So it's after surgeries. It's
right. Gotcha. Pre-op, post-op. Kind
yes.
of thing, right?
Yep.
So both.
Yep.
Okay. Now I get it. Thank you. And so you've got openings, I guess, right away and needs to fill right away
yes.
in these areas?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Got you.
We are in need.
We have not only positions open for registered nurses, we have positions open for sterile processing techs, right, mm-hmm. and as well as surgical techs. So people who have a heart for healthcare and perioperative services, we'd love to have the chance to talk to you.
Right. And so those folks who come to this event as well tomorrow then, mm-hmm. if they're interested in that kind of work as well?
They are invited. We welcome them. Please come. The event's going to be held at the Workforce Excellence Center on campus, right? And it's a place where you can just walk in. Parking is easy. Walk in. There'll be people there to receive you and that sort of thing. Get the process started.
Okay. What time does it start?
So it starts at 11.
Okay.
11 a.m.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm putting you on the spot.
It is 11 to 3.
Okay.
And the address is 800 West Maple, Farmington, New Mexico. And they can park right in front of our building in the 10-minute parking or the applicant parking, either one of those. They won't get towed away. and we do, yeah, like Cammie said, we have those types of positions, also patient care tech positions open.
Gotcha.
So Positions that you don't have to have any special licensure or certification for.
Well, and positions that are maybe a first position in healthcare, we also want that group and others to know that we're very committed to the continuing education journey that people might be interested in. And so we've got extensive educational and scholarshiping opportunities. And so for those who are entering our profession in those areas for the first time, know that we'd like to talk to you about that initial role, but also what your dreams and aspirations are as you develop as a healthcare professional, because San Juan Regional Medical Center is really poised to support you every step along that way.
Right. And so does that include maybe some tuition assistance down the road and things like that if someone had higher aspirations?
Exactly. So it's tuition reimbursement, tuition support. We also affiliate with other organizations that offer and support scholarshiping opportunities. So want to be sure that we're exploring those for people who would like to grow professionally. And we also support and encourage certification along the way so that those who are practicing whatever the discipline they're practicing are practicing at the highest level for the benefit of patients. So San Juan Regional Medical Center also supports that as well.
Right. Very good. So again, this event is tomorrow, but you're having another one in a couple of more weeks. So if folks don't quite have their act together for tomorrow, they can maybe set aside some time on the 26th. Same type of thing, right?
Yep.
Same jobs that you're looking forward to fill and same speed event, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
And I would say including the operating room. So the list that you see for tomorrow's event are three of the four perioperative services area, and the OR, I believe, is going to be included, or at least the focus in that 26th event. But nurses who and also support staff who have a heart for working in the operating room, in teams with physicians who are actually doing surgery on patients, we'd welcome those applicants as well.
Okay. So again, tomorrow, 11 to 3, near the hospital, but it's not at the hospital. It's kind of, it sounds like across the street.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
800 West Maple is what you
it's
said.
It's the Center for Workforce Excellence.
Thank you. And then again, on the 26th, which will be a Friday, same time, 11 to 3?
Yep.
Same location.
Yep. Same location, same time, everything.
Okay. So folks can come in. And I guess, as you mentioned, it's really designed to get folks in and out and set up for the next step and to get them onboarded pretty quickly, I guess. And that's your job, right, Brianna?
Yep.
With folks that come in. What would the time frame be, I guess, from, let's say, tomorrow? If I walk in and say, I'd like to see what opportunities are available, take me through that process.
So right now, our first open orientation class is February 12th.
Okay.
That's our first open one. So if they come in tomorrow and they get a conditional offer, their conditional offer will be set for a start date of February 12th. Then I reach out to them, I get in contact with them, get them set up for an onboarding appointment to come in, do their background checks, their drug screening and all of that. So
got you.
We're in the hopes that we get them in and get them working as quick as possible.
Right. But then it comes back to me or the applicant to fill out that application, as you mentioned, and to do some paperwork and get you whatever you need to get me or the applicant ready to go at that event in February. But it sounds like it's a pretty quick process, or you try to make it as quick as you can.
Yes, we do. We do try to make it as quick as possible. Our orientations are biweekly, so we try to start people as quick as we possibly can.
Right. So. And as Cammie mentioned, these jobs that are available are kind of designed for folks that maybe don't have any other licensure or want to just get entry level into the healthcare industry. That's kind of how they're designed.
At least some of them, right?
Okay.
Brianna, the sterile processing techs, as well as the surgical techs.
Okay.
There are programs right here at San Juan College
That's
that
true.
Offer education in those two disciplines. So we'd welcome those who are looking at graduation and want to come practice their skill to join us at San Juan Regional Medical Center. And then we recognize oftentimes that's not the end of the journey for that person. It is a first opportunity into the professional life of a healthcare professional. And so we want to be sure we're supporting them in that with that step, as well as the next step that they would like to take in their healthcare careers.
Got you. Very good. And of course, it's a great partnership, I think, between San Juan Regional Medical Center and San Juan College to train these workers here and then have them be able to just work down the street, literally almost, at the hospital and start their healthcare career.
That's exactly right. And San Juan Regional Medical Center is so appreciative of our collaboration with San Juan College and the healthcare disciplines when it comes to the most recent graduating class of registered nurses. We've had job applications that have been filed by 10 of the 11 graduates. So really appreciate the opportunity to get to know those students as they're in our clinical setting, and then are just so grateful they're giving San Juan Regional Medical Center a chance to be their first employer as they graduate from San Juan College.
Right, very true. And I know a lot of economic development folks always talk about the need to maybe keep young people or recent graduates in the community working, not like leaving town to find a job somewhere else, and this is one of those examples of it working out very well.
Exactly. The University of New Mexico does a study every year with the healthcare workforce pipeline. Right now in San Juan County, there is 347 nurses short of the per capita based needs that other communities enjoy. We're also 80 EMTs short. And so our supply of incoming healthcare professionals in a number of disciplines is in a negative category. So we want to keep as many students and growing healthcare professionals who are in San Juan County practicing in a healthcare facility here. And certainly we'd love for San Juan Regional Medical Center to be on their list of potential employers.
Right. So folks are in school right now in any of these areas, they'll have a job waiting for them, probably even before they start walking across that stage with their diploma, right, when the time comes.
That happens thanks to our talent acquisition colleagues who work with new employees to get them ready from initial application to scheduling an orientation date. But yes, we invite all mission-minded, patient-centered healthcare professionals to come and join us.
Right. Right, very true. And Cammy, you and I were talking before we came on the air this morning a bit about salaries and things like that for positions at San Juan Regional Medical Center in the nursing field, which is of course where you mm-hmm. work most often. Mm-hmm. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about that, because the numbers maybe that folks hear at first glance may not be the number that they actually end up making as far as salary goes once they sign on and get on board.
That's right, Scott. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to this, because at San Juan Regional Medical Center, we do have a base rate that is an initial foundational number that is used to establish an annual pay rate, mm-hmm. which is kind of a stacked formula or calculation based on the opportunities that any given employee will choose to pursue. And so we do have a weekend program, and for perioperative services, those areas are open 24/7. And so we're looking for staff who would be willing to work weekends. And so let's say a registered nurse is willing to work weekends and he or she wants to work days. With the series of differentials that we offer and other incentives, that nurse on days on the weekend can earn almost $122,000. If that nurse would be willing to work nights, that nurse could earn as much as over $132,000. And that's without including any of our floating diffs, our preceptor diffs, our charge nurse diff, without a second of overtime, and that doesn't include any kind of our on-call features, but it's an annual pay rate that is stacked, mm-hmm. starting with that base rate. So I think sometimes applicants walk away thinking it's that base rate only.
That's it.
That's not it at San Juan Regional Medical Center. We'd love to have a chance to talk to people about where they are, because some of these opportunities depends on if I have a certification. San Juan Regional Medical Center is an organization that supports as many as 3 certifications. And so with each one of those, there's an additional layer of compensation that gets added. And so it is a meaningful contribution to the annual pay rate that is far different from the base rate. Sometimes the base rate can start in a way that equals like $65,000 annually. But look, that same nurse, when everything else is added up, is looking at $121,000 for days, weekends, or $132,000 for nights in the perioperative area. So it is substantial,
right.
The difference between a base rate calculation and an annual pay rate
right.
conversation. So I'd be happy to address that further in any other forum if that would be helpful.
Okay, very, very good. Well, and it's early, but I still know, and I'm not a math guy, but that's almost double, if not
right.
double, the salary that you're talking about, from the
right.
base to what you would make if you wanted to work, and I guess that's a choice of the applicant, right, of the
right.
individual. If you want to work weekends and want to work nights, there's extra compensation available if you choose to do that.
Exactly. And there's the addition that we've made this past year was to implement a BSN differential. So for nurses who've pursued not only their ADN, but they've achieved graduation as a BSN, there's a new diff for that. And so if the rates I just spoke to were for BSNs, the ADN annual pay rates are over almost $119,000, and the NITES rate is over $129,000. So it's the difference between what a BSN prepared nurse would make and an ADN prepared nurse is just a few thousand dollars. But the earning potential is just significant. And listen, I would love to know that in our perioperative services areas, we've got a critical mass of nurses and other healthcare professionals who choose to show up not only today, but next year and the next year, so that our patients get the benefit of that continuity.
Right. Very true. And you talked about certifications. And from our earlier conversation, it sounds like if somebody maybe would like more certifications, the San Juan Regional Medical Center can help them achieve that and
That's
get them.
That's right. We can help them with the educational requirements that it takes to be eligible for certification exams, as well as when they pass, they begin to get the differential associated with that. And that's before they even accumulate any hours of work. It's walking in the door.
Right. Very, very true. Brianna, I want to come back to you a little bit and ask you about some of these things that Cammie was talking about with getting this base pay, but then also being able to talk to potential employees about, you know, that's just the base. These other things kind of get added on top of that if you so choose to do these extra duties, like coming in on the weekends or working nights or whatever the case may be. That's, I guess, really important for folks to understand.
It is, and our recruiters, they do a great job of explaining that to them and letting them know the options that they have. But I think one of the biggest issues is they don't try to hear that. They just get stuck on that base rate. And so if they would open up and take it in and just listen to that, they would have a great potential and a great earning potential at San Juan Regional.
Right, right, which is important as well.
It is.
And I want to ask you both a little bit about competition, being competitive and things like that. As you said, Cam, you mentioned how many folks we are short in San Juan County, EMTs and nurses and things like that. I imagine we're not alone right. in this type of thing. Each community, probably in New Mexico or across the nation, I think, is suffering from shortages of these types of positions. So do you feel that the hospital is competitive when you talk about salaries and things like that?
I do, especially when I put it in the context that I've just gone through. If
right.
I were to talk about the base rate only, it would be a different answer, but that's not what's offered at San Juan Regional Medical Center. I do keep my eye on national trends, and New Mexico is the third highest state for cost of living adjusted pay for nurses, third. And so I'm glad I'm in that state, right?
Right.
But even statewide, our mean annual salary earnings for nurses is $85,000. So if you compare that to the numbers we just went through, we're substantially above that mean rate. And there was an update that was done, that was in June. There was an update that was done in December, and it showed that the median rate in New Mexico was almost $82,000, so it went down a bit, but not at San Juan Regional Medical Center.
Okay, good to know. And that's, I guess, significant as well, and probably important for recruitment. And when you go out and talk to folks like me or others about the salaries, I mean, it's important that, I guess, you can offer maybe a competitive rate for folks, maybe to keep them either here around their family and friends, mm-hmm. rather than having to travel 400 miles away, and they may make the same, but maybe it's a higher cost of living, or maybe
right.
it's another different situation. Who knows?
Right, exactly. We'd love to keep as many healthcare professionals in this county as possible. Our fellow citizens need us to be there for them, and so San Juan Regional Medical Center is a cornerstone in that industry, and we seek to have a critical mass of healthcare professionals that this community needs.
Right, right. And can I ask you a bit about the larger healthcare industry as a whole? If there are all these shortages, I mean, how are hospitals and other facilities meeting this need for healthcare workers? Are they hiring more travelers? Are they being able to kind of supplement in places where they really need folks, or what's the situation?
We are using far more travelers than any of us would like for us to be using. And while we appreciate them, their willingness to come and help us for weeks, we need people who are going to be helping us for months to years to decades.
And it's that continuity that you mentioned.
Right, and stabilization of patient care environments. If I can trust that Brianna and I are going to show up today, next year, and the years following to work together, then there's a camaraderie that results, and that's harder to achieve when people are rotating in and out of practice areas on a 13-week basis. But I think travelers have been the cornerstone of keeping doors open through the pandemic and as we've continued to recover. The other thing that we're doing is we're trading people from healthcare organization to healthcare organization. That's happening within the Farmington community, as well as in our surrounding communities. And so we'd like to think that we're doing things that bring new people into our community, so that we're not just simply trading people from agency to agency for a period of time, because that's not stabilizing either.
Right. So you hire someone from some other facility, so your gain is their loss, and it really right. doesn't help the overall picture, I guess, of the community.
Exactly right.
Is what you're talking about. I get it. And so that's really important. And that's an issue, I think, happening even, again, in other places, not just Farmington. We're not right. unique in this issue.
It's a nationwide a paradox that we find ourselves in. And, of course, it's driven by the healthcare industry wanting to provide the best care for patients. And so we just got to figure out a way to cultivate more healthcare professionals and their education. And then our job at San Juan Regional Medical starts not only on the early days of recruitment, but once somebody goes through the orientation process that Brianna leads, our job as clinical leaders is to retain them, right? So that they choose to work at San Juan Regional Medical Center for decades. And we have people there at the hospital who've done just that. We just need to replicate it for this generation and the next generation.
Right. And that is the key, I guess, is yeah. what you're talking about. And I wanted to ask, you mentioned a little bit about that with folks that maybe thinking about getting into the field and making it a career for 20, 25, 30 years or more. If someone is maybe in high school and maybe thinking about health care, I mean, the prospects for 5 years from now, 10 years from now, are certainly, I think, pretty strong. I mean, look at me, I'm not getting any younger, so I'm going to need some care any day now. But it's important for folks to know that this is a growth area, I think, yep. for the future.
It's a growth industry nationwide. It's listed as one of the top growth opportunities for young people to consider. And, you know, we're going to really work at creating awareness around our emergency services program. So around transporting patients and ambulances, our helicopters, our fixed-wing aircraft in ways that we hope will appeal to Farmington's high school students, that will cause them to give serious consideration to joining us in those areas as well. But the future is exciting, and there's a lot of potential. And boy, we want to make sure that the next generation of patients at San Juan Regional Medical Center have the care they need.
Right, right. And again, these salaries are good, high, you know, salaries for folks. And I think that's another thing that we really want to talk more about, because not every job that's available in our community or any community pays as well, maybe, as jobs like this. It certainly takes some knowledge and some education, but you're rewarded for that, it sounds like to me.
I really believe so. I don't know of if you think about the mean or median pay rate in the state of New Mexico, I honestly don't know another employer that has annual pay rates in the $121,000 to $132,000 range, other than what's offered at San Juan Regional Medical Center.
Yeah. It's not radio, I can assure you of that. It's not radio. So, there you are. Before we run out of time, Brianna, I want to come back to you a little bit about some of the things that you talk to folks about as they are coming on board. You talk a little bit, I think, about the mission and, you know, and I think kind of the whole climate and camaraderie at San Juan Regional Medical Center. I think that's really important for folks to know kind of, you know, how the organization operates and what your standards are and things along that line. Is that part of your message?
It is. That is something that is really talked about during the actual orientation that they go through. But we are a mission or a values-driven organization, and we hold our values very closely to us. And so that's what we look for in candidates and look for in, you know, new employees. And when we talk about those and when we look at the and our new employees, you can see which core value of ours actually really resonates with them. You know, it's and it's not something I think that they think about coming in initially, but when we really start to talk about our core values and what they mean to us and as an organization and how we brought them in, and we look at our employees and they're, you know, you can just see it on their face, and they think, you know what, that one really resonates with me. And so it's a good thing to see, and
it's important.
It is very important. It is very important.
And important to maybe talk about from day one.
It is. And it's important for our patients as well. For them to know that our caregivers are there because they want to be there and for their best care.
Right. So. Very good. So for tomorrow, again, let's recap a little bit about this speed interviewing event. I called it speed dating, but it's different. But the idea is from 11 to 3, tomorrow, January 11th, you will be able to walk into your office across the street from the hospital and get set up with a potential job.
Yes.
It sounds like to me. Half an hour, 20 minutes?
Yep. And everybody is encouraged to come in. This is not, again, like Cammie said, not just for licensed nurses. So even for our support staff, everybody's encouraged to come in and speak with a recruiter and speak with one of the managers that are there if they're interested in that department, and we can get them moving in the right direction. Yeah. So
very good. And again, 11 to 3 tomorrow, January 11th for our radio audience. But again, this same event is going to be held on the 26th, which will be a Friday in a couple of weeks. Same location, same time, 11 to 3. Yeah. You're really looking for these endoscopy, pre-op, and post-op positions, but it's open to more than just that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very good. All right. Excellent. Thank you, both of you, for coming in this morning and talking with me. Appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. My guest this morning from San Juan Regional Medical Center with me on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.